50 years after President Nixon declared a war on drugs, some are questioning whether anyone won the war. Mandatory minimum sentences were a key weapon in the war on drugs, but the war's toll was uneven. An Associated Press analysis of incarceration data found that between 1970 and 2000, the incarceration rates for whites doubled, but the rates for Black and Latinos roughly tripled. Anti-drug policies were widely accepted.
We were like, get these drugs out of our community.
Cassandra Frederick, the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, says the heavy hand of law enforcement came without addiction prevention resources.
Help us, help us. They didn't ask for tanks.
Eugene Haywood Sr. is a truck driver and a former crack dealer.
They used two prior charges that I had to enhance me up to a mandatory life sentence.
After 14 years, his sentence was commuted by President Obama.
A lot of people who they've locked up for drugs, they have turned around and legalized those same exact drugs.
Sadly, the cycle of incarceration continues. Haywood's only son was convicted of a federal murder charge in connection with a drug gang in Peoria, Illinois. Jennifer King, Washington.